Baba vedu muri kumusoro kudenga tinoya pamberi pausu wenyu panguva ino tichikutendai chikamu chino chatasvika chikuparidzwa kweshoko renyu toda kukutendai kunyanguva nezvose zviziviso zvapiwa tichiisa mukati memaoko enyu baba wakanaka kuti mive munotungamirira nekuti tinoziva kuti Satani anga achizvinzwa zvose izvi. Anoda kumira munzira nokuzvidzivisa nokuzviputsa. Asi tinokutendai Ishe kuti chinenge chatangwa nemi hakuna ungakwanisa kuchiputsa. Chiropafadzai baba vangu chikamu chatava kupinda chikuparidzwa kweshoko. Tinokumbira Mweya Mutsvene kuti uve unotipa dudziro. Tinoziva kuti nevaenzi vauya kumuchato. Gaubo mukana zvakare kuti vava vanonzwa shoko renyu. Amen. Shemakana kwaamana hanzvadzi vauya kuservice nasi. Semusi yesu ndokudai tinokumbira mugotaurawo zvakare nehana dzavo. Amen. Kuti mukupera kwazvo zvose mbiri nekukudzwa zvinodzorerwa kwamuri. Tinokumbira musita rinokosha, zita racho Jesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
God bless you.
Nisazokunetsa irega kuti vatangoverenga magwaro tozogara edu pasi.
So that I won't bother you, let's just go straight to the word and just be seated.
Amen. Tivurei mabhaibheri kuna Ephesians chapter 5.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chitsauko 5,
from verse 22.
Kubva pandima 22.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Imi madzimai, muzviise pasi pavarume venyu chaivo, sezvamunoita kunashe.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
Nokuti murume musoro womudzimai, saKristuwo musoro wekereke, iye amene ndiye muponesi womuviri.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
Naizvozvo kereke sezvairi pasi paKristu, madzimai ngavadaro pazvinhu zvose kuvarume vavo.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Imi varume, idai madzimai enyu. SaKristu sezvaakadawo kereke akazvipa nokuda kwayo.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Kuti aiite tsvene achiinatsa nokuishambidza kwemvura pashoko.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Kuti azvisire pamberi pake kereke inobwinya isina gwapa kana kuunyana kana chinhu chakadai asi ive tsvene isina mhosva.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Saizvozvo varume vanofanira kuda madzimai avo semiviri yavo. Unoda mudzimai wake unozvida.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church.
Nokuti hakuna munhu wakatongovenga nyama yake asi unoipa zvokudya nokuichengeta, Kristu sezvaanoitira kereke.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
Nokuti isu tiri mutezo. Nekuti isu tiri mutezo yenyama yake neyemapfupa ake.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
Naizvozvo murume achasiya baba vake naamai vake anamatire mudzimai wake ivavo vaviri vachava nyama imwe.
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Ichi ichakavanzika chikuru asi ndinotaura pamusoro paKristu nekereke.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
Asi imiwo mumwe nemumwe ngaade mudzimai wake sezvaanozvida iye. Nomudzimai ngaatye murume wake.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. Shall we take our seats?
Ishavawedzere marupafadzo pakurengwa kwashukurawo tigare zvedu pasi.
Amen. I'd like to greet you all in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndakukwasai mose mustara kana karaisha Jesu Kristu.
Amen. I'm happy to see Pastor Masudi.
Ndinofara kuona mfundisi Masudi.
Amen. And also my friend, we seated at the back, Brother Mshandu.
Shamari yangu yakagara kumashure, ama Mshandu.
Amen.
Amen.
Of course, happy to see all of you.
Usakari ndinofara kuona mose.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndakaitangane kuti makorokoto kumure kwa Karonga.
Let me start by congratulating the Karonga family.
Nemure kwa Kavu.
And the Kavu family.
Nekuda kwe Zwaranas.
Because of this day.
Izwa guru kumurimbiridzi.
It's a great day to these two families.
Izwa guru kwatiriso zvakare.
It's a great day even unto us all.
Nekuda kuti vabereki vaHope ta famba navo nguva yakareba.
Because Hope's parents, we have been with them for a long time.
Of course, nimunin'ina wedu uyu. Kumana akanaka chaizvo.
Uye zvakare, the young one, Farai, is a fine young man.
Kana uchinge wakaremerwa kana kuti usiri kufara,
if you are burdened or you are not happy,
ukakwanisa ingoita kuti Farai awemire pamberi pako,
if you are able to just get to Farai to stand before you,
kuremerwa kwese kunopera,
all the burden and the stress will disappear.
Nekuti mukomana wacho anonyemwerera,
because the young man can really smile.
Amen.
Amen.
Tivaumbirire maoko vaviri ava.
Let's give a round of applause to these two.
Amen. And since all the other items have been given ample time,
nekuda kuti zvimwe zvese zvapuwa nguva yakafanira,
I believe you also give ample time to the preaching of the word.
Ndotendewo kuti muchatenderwa kuti kuparidzwa kwevhangeri kupuwa nguva yakafanira.
Amen. And hearing of the same.
Nekurinzwa zvakare.
Amen. It's a beautiful Sunday morning.
Imswe sonde wakanakisa chaizvo.
Happy to be found in church worshiping the Almighty God.
Nofara kuone kuti tiri mukereke tichishumira Mwari wamasimba ose.
Amen. Seeing happy faces.
Tichiona zviso zvinofara.
Amen.
Because
our prophet says.
Nekuti muprofita wedu anoti.
The beauty of the church is the character of the people.
Hanzurona korwekereke ndo hunhu wevanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
And God has always counted character instead of numbers.
Mwari vagara vachitarisa hunhu kwete wandu.
You know, it's the devil that counts his people.
Ndi diabore anoverenga vanhu vake.
But God weighs his people.
Asi Mwari vanoyera vanhu vavo.
Amen.
Amen.
God weighs his people.
Mwari vanoyera vanhu.
Amen. So when you are weighed,
kana waerwa,
don't be found wanting.
Usazowanikwa usina kukwana.
Amen. Was there another king one time?
Nekuti pane imwe mambo, pane imwe nguva.
God said you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting.
Mwari vakati waerwa muchiyero ukaonekwa usina kukwana.
And what followed was judgment.
Chakazotevera kutongwa.
So when you are weighed in the balance,
kana waerwa muchiyero,
don't be found wanting.
Usazowanikwa usina kukwana.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we just want to look at a few things concerning marriage.
Tirakungotarisa zvimwe zvinhu zvinoenderana nemuchato.
Amen. Or the structure of the family.
Kana urongwa wemhuri.
Because we know it's God who instituted the first marriage in the Garden of Eden.
Tinoziva kuti Mwari ndiye akagadza muchato wekutanga mubindu reEden.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Ndimwari.
Amen. Who said it's not good.
Ndimwari vakati hazvina kunaka.
That man should be alone.
Kuti murume agare ari oga.
Amen.
Amen.
So even today,
kunyange nhasi,
it's not good.
Hazvina kunaka.
That man should be alone.
Kuti murume agare ari oga.
The Bible doesn't say boys.
Bhaibheri harina kuti vakomana kana mukomana.
But men.
Asi murume.
Amen.
Amen.
Because some people they choose not to marry.
Vamwe vanhu vanosarudza kusaroora.
And they do that for various reasons.
Vanozviitira zvikonzero zvakasiyana
siyana. Like we said the other day.
Sezvo takataura rimwe zuva.
Maybe some have seen failed marriages.
Pamwe vamwe vakaona michato isina kubudirira.
And in a way this has influenced their decision not to marry.
Neimwe nzira zvakarunzira kuti vatore sarudza yekusada kuroora.
Some do not want the many responsibilities required in marriage.
Vamwe havadi kutora mutoro webasa unozodikanwa kana uchinge waroora.
Amen.
Amen.
And others stay married because they want to enjoy their independence.
Vamwe havadi nyaya yekuroora nekuti vanoda kungoropafadzwa vakasununguka ari oga.
They don't want the commitment that goes with marriage.
Havadi kuzvipira kunofambirana nemuchato.
Amen. That's why we find some couples agree to stay together.
Ndosaka muchiona vamwe vaviri vanowirana kugara pamwe chete.
But not married.
Asi vasina kuchata.
They say you don't need to get married.
Vanoti hatina mhosva nekuti tichate.
We can just live together.
Tinogona kungogarisana pamwe chete.
Until you are tired with one another.
Kusvika tabhowana.
Then you find another partner.
Ndototsvaga mumwe.
Amen. That's what's going on in the world. But God did not intend it to be that way. His word hold the guidelines and answers to marriage. But this generation is so consumed with iniquity, fulfilling its desires, a generation of insanity, full of kinds of all ideologies, humanism, sexual freedom, lesbianism, homosexualism. But we want the Bible to guide us when we come to the issue of marriage, because it's the blueprint. God said it's not good that man should be alone. Amen. So you enter into marriage because of love, because you love one another. Amen.
Amen.
And where we've read from the Bible, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. So when you come into marriage, it's about each one finding and taking your place. And this is all governed by love. When a man is insensitive and oppressive,
thing
is, there is no love. A woman fails to submit herself to her husband, you are bound to have problems in that home. Amen. When the Bible says, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, now to submit is to give over or yield to the power or authority of another. Amen. That's submission. To subject to some kind of treatment or influence. Amen. The same way we do to the Holy Spirit. When we are worshipping God, when we come into God's house, we yield to His Spirit. The prayer says, God ascended on high, led captivity captive, and He gave gifts unto men. And He set in the church first apostles, second prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. Amen.
Amen.
Says God set them in the church for the perfecting of the church. This is from the marriage, the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. That the people might know that He is not dead. That He is alive and will forever. And He is in His church today doing His high priest work, working through His people as they yield themselves to Him for the same purpose. Amen. You submit yourself to God. Amen. You yield yourself and watch what God what takes place. Amen. Says there's no secret about it. When you see things happening in the church, amen, mighty miracles, wonders happening in church, the thing is, these people have been able to yield themselves to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is the only thing is to submit yourself to God. Amen. Because the Bible says,
1 Corinthians 11:3.
I'm rushing, I see, because of our time. Only 5 to 12 now. Right. The Bible says the head of the woman is the man. Amen.
Amen.
The head of the woman is the man. So somebody is responsible to lead and the other to follow. It has got nothing to do with inferiority complex here. Cannot janirirwa. Equal rights.
That's why today we have a problem.
It's people who have missed what God says. Amen. When the Bible says, woman, submit yourself to your own husband, Amen. Now we talk of this submission.
And they say, no, that is a cruelty on us as women. The truth is that in that family there are problems. That's why we have so many divorces. Because
there
are people who are not allowing the word of God to leave their families. Because if you are looking at God's structure of a family,
Amen.
God says the man is the head of the wife.
Amen. So it's nothing to do with inferiority. But it has to do with harmony. That's why it is most important to understand the simple principle in marriage. It's not burdensome. It's not abusive. Amen. Even when conflict arises in a home, it's easily resolved. Because they love one another. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Let's see what the prophet says. The marriage, God projecting his love. He says love should govern the home. Amen. Not money.
Kwete mari.
Not material things.
Kwete zinu zepano panyika.
Amen. But he says love should govern the home. Love is the greatest force that was ever put into the power of man. A home that's not disciplined by love is not much of a home. If the husband and wife doesn't solemnly love each other, they cannot trust each other. That's why I think that instead of resting our faith upon some emotion, or some gift, like shouting, speaking in tongues, with all the other things. Amen. Saying that we have the Holy Spirit when we do this. Amen. Those things are alright. But if we would come back to the principle love first, and then those things, I think our church would progress a lot faster if we would get God first, because God is love. Now love is in two different words or two different meanings. In the Greek, one of them is called philia. Amen. That's the love that we have for your wife. And then there is agapo. Amen. Which is divine love. Now the love that we have for your wife and the love of God is so contrary. Just to listen to this, the love that you have for your wife, if a man would insult her, you would kill him on the spot with that kind of love. That's filial love. But with agapo love, you would pray for his soul. See the difference? There's two different types of love. And I'm almost sure that many of us have been deceived with having filial love and thinking it's agapo love. Filial love is intellectual. Agapo love comes from the heart. It's not conditional. Amen. The other is human love. Amen. And then there is God love. God love doesn't question. Human love reasons.
That's why you see he said it's not love. It's not done because of love. And you give where you have been given also. So it's not about love. It's because somebody has done you a good deed and you are returning that favor.
Amen.
If somebody insults you, then you fight.
Amen. But the Bible says,
as Bible knows,
love covereth a multitude of sins. So love has no conditions. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing is greater than love. It brings trust. It brings faith. It brings pardon. That is love. Even in a home. Amen. Love has no fear. Love casts out fear. Amen. The prophet says, my wife, I love her with all my heart. And when I get, I'm going overseas. Now, what if my wife, I caught her by the arm and said, but that's
wrong.
Right? And then I say, listen here, Mrs. Branham, while I'm gone overseas, thou shalt not have any husband. Amen. If I ever hear of you flirting with any other man while I'm gone, woe unto you when I'm back. See, there's no love.
Eh?
And then she would catch me by the coat. Amen. And say, that's very well, Miss Branham. But I want you to have a little law too. If I hear of you going out with another woman, woe unto you when you come back. Now that wouldn't be a home. Amen. That's just about the way we made God's place a dwelling. Some kind of a legalistic laws that we have to keep. Thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. Amen.
We don't live by laws here. Yeah.
Amen. But
our love to God
will
refrain us from doing what God is not pleased with. You see the difference?
And then they go bow and they know she can't wait to go again.
I don't go to the beer because I'm afraid to go to the
beer.
I don't commit adultery because I am afraid.
Amen. But
my love to God,
it makes it to be
not there in my life.
You don't take
another wife because you are afraid of your wife.
Amen. Because
that's why when your wife is not there, you take another wife because you are afraid of her. But if you truly love your wife,
amen,
you will not take another one.
Amen.
Amen.
So
the issue here is love.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I have to skip a few things here. Amen. But you see the power of love. Amen. For this cause shall man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Amen.
Amen.
See God's mathematics. Not 1 + 1 = 2.
One plus one is two.
Amen. When it comes to marriage, a man and a woman coming together, the Bible says there shall be one flesh. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible goes on to say this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 3. Let's go to that one quickly from verse 1.
Baba, verse 1.
Because I'm conscious of our time. Amen. Says likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Amen.
Amen.
That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives.
Kuti kunyange kana vamwe vasinga tendi shoko, vadzorwe nomufambiro wamadzimai avo.
Amen.
Amen. Hmm?
You've got an unbelieving husband. Amen. But if you are You submit yourself to that husband.
Huh? You can go with the word of God. And say, God, you spoke about it. That when I submit to my husband, my behavior will cause him to come to the kingdom.
What are you doing? You are living a life that he, amen, you are preaching to him. Amen.
Even if he had never gone to hear a sermon being preached, but he is seeing the life that you are living. He is seeing how submissive you are.
Amen.
Amen.
You
hear him say, hey, what time did you say you start your service? And what time do you finish? Maybe I will come and see how things are going there.
Amen.
But if you are not living a Christian life, you say, I will never go to your church. If this is what they are preaching
to you,
and with your argument, and your unsubmissiveness,
amen.
And you are cursing that even neighbors can hear.
It says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Verse 2.
Kana vachiona mufambiro wenyu wakachena pamwe chete nokutya Mwari.
Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Just read verse 4.
Verse 4. Asi, ngakuwe munhu wakavanzika womoyo, wakashonga zvisingaori zvomweya munyoro, wakanyarara unokosha zvikuru pamberi paMwari.
Amen. The hidden man of the heart.
Munhu akavanzika womumoyo.
Amen. Of a meek and quiet spirit,
wemweya wakashonga,
which is in the sight of God of great price.
Uyo wakakosha zvikuru pamberi
paMwari. For after this manner in the old time holy women,
nokuti saizvozvowo vakare madzimai matsvene,
who trusted in God,
vaivimba naMwari,
adorned themselves,
vakazvishongedza,
being in subjection unto their own husbands,
vachizviisa pasi pavarume vavo.
Amen. You see, holy women of old.
This
is why we want that old time religion. Amen. Not this new religion, where they say we are equal. Amen. But the old time religion that Sarah had, when she obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are. Amen. As long as you do well,
kana muchiita zvakanaka,
and are not afraid with any amazement,
musingatye nechinhu chipi chinovhundusa.
Likewise, you husbands,
saizvozvo imi varume,
dwell with them according to knowledge.
Garai namadzimai enyu nokuziva.
Amen. You husbands,
imi varume,
dwell with those wives according to knowledge.
Garai namadzimai enyu nokuziva.
Knowledge itorwa zivei kuziva zviri munhu womudzimai.
This knowledge is knowing the character of this woman.
Kuziva maumbirwo akaitwa munhu womudzimai nehunhu hwake nemweya wake.
Knowing the manner God created this wife, yes, her character and everything.
Because she's got that feminine spirit.
Nekuti ane mweya wechidzimai.
Amen. So dwell with them according to knowledge.
Saka garai navo muchiziva izvozvo.
Giving honor unto the wife,
muchikudza mudzimai,
as unto the weaker vessel.
Muchiti ndiye mudziyo une simba duku.
Murikuona ziveya uinayo.
You see the knowledge that you have.
Kuti mudziyo mutete.
You are knowing that she is a weaker vessel.
Amen.
Amen.
Eh? And also that your prayers be not hindered.
Uye kuti munamato yenyu isazodziviswa.
Amen. Being weak, what the Bible says, they are weaker vessels.
Bible rinoti vane utera.
And the definition of weak, amen, is just not strong. Amen. When the Bible says they are weaker vessels, means they are not strong, liable to yield.
They must yield themselves.
Amen. They break easily.
Vano putsika nekukasika.
Or collapse under pressure.
Kana kuti havagone kutakura
kukuru. Something that is fragile.
Kana chinhu chinogona kungowane kukasika.
Amen. So that's the makeup of women.
Ndoma umbiro wakaita mudzimai.
Amen. This is why a woman is not meant to have that iron disposition.
Mudzimai hana kugadzirwa kuti ave akasindimara.
Amen. A woman.
Mudzimai.
Ukaona mudzimai anoti ndiri murume pachangu.
If you find a lady who says, I'm also a man.
She is perverted.
Akatsveyamiswa.
Because the Bible says,
you
know, they are weak.
Hanzi, vane hutera.
They are fragile.
Vanokurumidza
kuputika. Vanotobatwa sezai.
You must handle them.
Ndosaka zvanzi iwe murume mubate according to knowledge.
That's what the Bible says.
Dwell with them according to knowledge.
Garai navo neruzivo.
Vabate sezai.
Handle with delicacy.
Ukona kuzvikurukita zvanzi no ndakabata zai rangu.
And where are you going? I'm holding. Was
not need to see. Rikadona rinobva rapwanyika.
If it falls, it breaks.
Asi mudzimai anozviti ndiri mumwe pachangu.
But if a man calls herself a man,
a
woman calls herself a man.
Saka unozoti muno mutiri mabhuru mairi.
You know, this crow has two bulls.
Saka ndinogombata sezai sei.
So how can I hold her with delicacy?
Saka ndinogona kutomisidzana.
So we can fight.
Ende vachitomirawo kuti mai vacheva.
And that woman can also fight.
But pane mweya wakaipa.
But there is an evil spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Because being a dominating female,
nekuti kuve mudzimai anotonga.
Listen to what the prophet says. It's Antichrist.
Hanzi mweya wa Antichrist.
The sins of Roman Catholic are in her.
Hanzi zvivize kereke yekatorike zviri maari.
You see a dominating female, a woman.
Murikuona mudzimai anotonga.
Nyaya chiri kupfuura zvamuri kungoona kungofunga kuti ndi masivanda.
The issue is greater than what you can see and calling her by her totems.
Kuti vaya vaya vanodya marasha.
And that one can really, really fight. No.
Vakauya mushoko raMwari.
If she comes to the word of God,
kumisa munzvimbo yake.
We'll put her in her rightful place.
Amen.
Amen.
Nekuti iwe murume.
Because you husband.
Wanzi mubate.
Hands your hand or hand.
Nezivo.
According to knowledge.
Saka iwe unofanira kuwana zive kuti mudzimai munhu wakaita sei.
So you must have the knowledge to know what manner of a vessel she is.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you are looking for a wife,
kana uri kutsvaga mudzimai,
you are looking for someone,
uri kutsvaga munhu,
who is going to be a mother to your children.
Achava amai vevana vako.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Wongo.
You are looking for someone,
uri kutsvaga mudzimai,
who is going to be a mother to your children.
Achava amai vevana vako.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndosaka muIsraeri.
That's why in Israel.
Amen. Kana mudzimai akanga aroorwa,
if a woman is married,
vaitoroti hakuna zvinonzi kushayiwa mbereko.
There was nothing called barrenness.
Ndosa kunyangova nhasi.
That's why until today,
asopofanwa kudaro.
It must not be like that.
Amen. Saka kwana panda damudziko iroro.
If you see there's that problem,
yenda kuna Mwari.
Go to God.
Amen. Haikona kutsvaga tsvaka kumwe.
Don't look for anything.
Yenda kuna Mwari.
Go to God.
Nekuti ndiye akapa murayiro.
He's the one who gave the law.
Amen.
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 Somebody is going to be a mother to your children.
Achazova mai vevana vako.
The prophet says, you little mothers here this morning,
that's
been real mothers.
Vanova vana mai vechokwadi.
Says, I know there's many of you.
Ndosati varipo vakawanda.
And he says, I think every one of you.
Ndotenda kuti mese.
Amen.
Amen.
You see why he's saying this?
Munoziva sei vakadaro.
You know, motherhood is a virtue.
Wamai isimba.
Amen. Just because you are able to bear doesn't make you a mother.
Neuda kwechikonzero chekunokwanisa kubata pamiri wozvara mwana hazvikuita amai.
No.
Kwete.
Motherhood is a virtue.
Wamai hunhu chaiwo.
Amen. Nekuti kune madzimai asina hunhu wekuva amai.
Because there are women who don't have the virtue of being a mother.
Vakadzi vasina hunhu wekuva amai.
Who don't have the virtue of being a mother.
Amen.
Amen.
Munogona kuona nemaitira vanoita.
You can see by their character.
Amen.
Amen.
zvaitika nokuti zvinhu zvapotsa pamiri pacha apabata.
Maybe the woman conceives.
Satan anomputira mukadziye.
Satan will anoint this woman.
Kusvikira anosvika pakutosvika panguva yekubara vanhu vasingazivi kuti ari pamwiri.
Until she will give birth and people will never know she was pregnant.
Orai saka imana mai vatinoona muchifamba muchita zvinyoro nyoro saka kuyema here ikoko.
So you women whom will see you walking your heads by the side.
Mbichana mbichana.
And walking slowly.
Ndozviri normal zvatinotoziva.
That is what is normal, what we know.
Even because makatakura upenyu.
Because you are carrying life.
Kana structure yenyu yatochinja.
And your structure has changed.
Kana zvamunoda kudya kuti zvatochinja.
And even your diet has changed.
Ko uyu wokuti anogara nemusingazive kuti ane pamiri.
How about this one whom you stay together with and you don't even know she's pregnant?
Munozva kuti chii?
Do you know what?
Anga akazuzwa nemadhimoni akaipisisa.
She's anointed with wicked demons.
Because kwaari kuenda chaiko chaiko.
Because where she's going.
Ndikuti ari kuda kuti kachizvarwa achibva amonya achiputira muplastic kukanda mutoilet.
Because she wants to kill this child immediately after she's given birth.
Can you call that a mother?
Unoti ndamai vakadaro.
No.
Kwete.
Infanticide maniacs.
Ba ana mai vanouraya vana.
Mbengo dzevakadzi.
Mbengo dzevakadzi.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says you mothers.
Brutality imana mai.
Who are real mothers?
Vanovana mai vechokwadi.
Says you are the fifth gospel.
Hanzi ndime evangeri rechishanu.
Amen. We know we have four gospels.
Tine mavhangeri mana.
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
But the prophet is saying,
asi profeta apa
ari. You mothers who are real mothers.
Imana mai ana mai vechokwadi.
You are the fifth gospel.
Ndime evangeri rechishanu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just talk about that a while.
Because
we are looking at a real mother. Amen. And that's young sister Kav.
Like my sister.
Amen. Amen. She's an example of a real mother. We'll come to that. Amen. Right, says, remember when Moses was a little boy. It was a mother who gave him his instruction.
Akatorairwa Moses naamai vake.
It was a godly mother who took little Moses on her knees.
Ndamai vanotya Mwari vakatora Moses mudiki vachimisa pamabvi avo.
And said Moses.
Vachiti Moses.
Taught him all.
Vakamudzidzisa zvose.
He was or she was his teacher.
Vakanga vari ivo mudzidzisi wake.
Amen. Under Pharaoh.
Pasi paFaro.
Amen. Moses.
Moses.
My son. Someday you are going to deliver the children of Israel. You are the boy that's called. Keep yourself pure. Unspotted from the world. For you are the one. You are the one. No other place do we know. Where he ever went to any seminary or any teaching at all. He stayed right in Pharaoh's palace, which was a heathen. But his mother taught him the things of God. Amen. Taught him to fear God. That's a real mother.
Ndivo amai vakanaka.
She taught him the precepts of the Lord.
Vakamudzidzisa
nzira yaMwari. She told him how he must be holy.
Vakamudzidzisa kuti ave mutsvene.
She told him how and what he must, how he must live.
Vakamudzidzisa kuti anofanira kurarama sei.
And it stuck.
Uye zvakagara.
With Moses all the his days.
Muna Moses mazuva ose upenyu wake.
You see that?
Muri kuzviona.
Amen. Kamwana kachikura.
As the child is growing up.
Amen. Munoziva mumabhaibheri munotorwa nevaranda vaMwari.
Do you know in the Bible they talk about the servants of God? They are Moses.
Eh? Kuna na Jeremiah.
There is Jeremiah.
Mwanangu ndoda kuti iwe ndosaka vachibva pa mazita acho vaprofita ka Elisha.
My son, I want to be. That's why mothers give the
Elijah.
Bible characters Elisha, Elijah.
Amen. And zvine basa izvozvo.
And it's important.
I see a kumba ngopa mwana zita haro.
Not just giving your child any name.
No.
Kwete.
Amen. No kuti mazita uri kutopa iwayo.
Because those names that you are giving.
Panotone runzira inotera zita.
There is an influence that follows that name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ewana kuti Panimwe nonzi mafilmu nae. Mabaiskopu anoonekwa.
There are these movies.
Mangwe ni manonzi ma stars aminoti anonzi ani vachi vanhu vachi vemafilmu vachi ma stars. They call them stars.
Movie stars that we have.
Obati ndakutumidza mwana wangu style.
I want to name my child after a movie star.
Or some of these worldly singers.
Kana vamwe vaimbi vemunyika.
Chitarisa zvavanozoita.
Now look what they will do.
Pamuri kuti unodorova ugodorova.
Maybe you chastise and chastise.
But usha kuti musikanzwa kuti uperese.
But you are surprised he was going to be known.
Nditaro wakapa mwana.
The problem is in the name you gave your child.
Yes.
Wongu.
Don't say even in Bible.
That's why even in the Bible.
Tinoona vanhu vakanga vachishandirwa mazita.
We see people who changed their name.
Ainzi Abraham mwaraka mutu akunzi Abraham.
He was Abraham. God said you are now Abraham.
Ainzi Saul mwaraka mutu akunzi Paul.
He was Saul and God said you are now Paul.
Ainzi Sarai mwaraka mutu akunzi Sarah.
She was Sarai and God said you are now Sarah.
Amen.
Amen.
Kwete nekuda kwematambudziko avanopa mwana asina kumuremedza nemamwe mazizita.
Not because of your troubles and then you give your child to Sarai Murambiwa.
Indi mwana yenu ramba zvichingomutera.
And the problems will continue with that child.
Amen.
Amen.
But it stuck with Moses all the days of his life.
Zvakagara naMoses mazuva ose upenyu hwake.
And any good true loyal mother,
zvino amai vose vakatendeka,
that will take her little babies,
vanotora vana vavo,
instead of sending them to picture shows or dances,
pane kuti vavaendese kuma bioscope ne kuma
dinner and so forth like that,
nezvimwe zvakadaro,
she will put them on her lap and teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vanovaisa pamakumbo avo vadzidzisa pamusoro paIshe
Jesu. That's a real mother.
Ndo amai vakanaka.
And you mothers that are seated in this church this morning,
vakagara mukereke mangwana neano,
hear what the prophet is saying, what the word of God is saying.
Zvikutaura
neshoko, a real mother,
amai vakanaka,
you take that child
vanotora mwana
and teach him or her the things of God.
Vomudzidzisa mwana uyu zvinhu zvamwari. Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
So I salute Sister Kavu this morning.
Ndinoremekedza
an example of a real mother,
muenzaniso amai vakanaka,
like the pastor was saying, you know how she raised and toiled to raise these girls.
Kutambudzika kwavakaita vachirera vana.
You know, munhu womudzimai,
you know, a woman,
kurera vasikana,
to bring up girls,
takes a real mother.
Zvinotora mai vechokwadi.
Amen. Nerunzire iri munyika yatiri kuona nasi,
with all the influence in the world today,
takes a real mother.
Zvinotora mai vanogona kumira,
vanotarisa kuti mwana wanga uri kupi kusvika nguva inopamba,
who can even square up with their daughter, where were you up to this time.
Amen. Kwete anamai vatiri kuona nasi,
not the mothers.
Ndosaka ndati kukwanisa kuzvara kusikuita amai.
That's why we said being able to conceive does not make you a mother.
Havana basa kuti mwanasikana wacho anga ari kupi achisvika mumba achipinda mumba na 10 manheru.
They don't even care where the daughter was, even if she comes home late at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Havana basa kuti ari kupfekei.
She doesn't care how she dresses.
Ndosaka dambudziko chaicho riri kuna amai vavo.
That's why the real problem is with
dambudziko riri kuna baba vacho futi.
The problem is the father.
Pamunono tengera mwana ka tight kaika tuma socks kuti apfeke.
When you buy your children those hipsters to put on.
And ne makarwa ari munyika umoona moti anomusiya akadaro.
With all the crocodiles in the world, do you think they will live here?
Kana zvisinge zvazviitika mutanga kutora kuti mwanangu mwanangu.
And when your child is insulted, then you say, my daughter, my daughter.
You need a gospel spanking you mother, you father.
Kuna vhangeri rinokuranga ina mai na baba.
Amen.
Amen.
You are to blame.
Ndimi mune mhosva.
Kana mwana angazotanga kuona kuti paakuda kutizira kwaye kuya kunonzi dzokera.
And when the daughter wants to elope, then she is sent away.
Anofanira kupomera my parents.
She must find the parents guilty.
Yes.
Wongu.
It's no longer juvenile delinquency.
Hausisini musikanzwa vave chidiki.
It's parent delinquency.
Wava musikanzwa vave vabereki.
Amen.
Amen.
That was one mother.
Ndo muenzaniso wama amaya.
Amen. Let's look at another mother.
Ngati tarisa iva mamai.
Amen. Bible says her name was called Herodias.
Bible rinoti zita rake ainzi Herodias.
She taught her daughter to tap dance.
Akadzidzisa mwana wake kutamba chipisi.
Amen. Herodias.
Herodias.
She taught her daughter tap dancing.
Akadzidzisa mwana wake kutambira varume zvisingatarisike.
Hey. She wanted her to be popular.
Aida kuti ave nemukurumbira.
And she danced before the king.
Akatamba pamberi pamambo.
Read that Mark chapter 6.
Verengai Mariko chitsauko 6.
Amen. Pamunofunga kuti muparidzi ari kungotaura zvomusoro wake naye.
Maybe you think the preacher is speaking his own mind.
Wozva mukuchechi kwenyuka here amukurudzirwe kuverenga Bhaibheri.
Maybe at your church you are not encouraged to read the Bible.
Saka mufundisi wacho anongotora magwara anongoenderana nezvaari kuda iye.
Probably the preacher will take all the scriptures that he likes.
Mamwe ese osiya.
And he leaves the rest.
Nekuti mukaverenga muchanobvunza kuti ko mufundisi kuinga shoko ramwari rinoti zvakati muri kuti zvakati
wani. If you read for yourself the Bible, you question the preacher why the Bible says this and that.
Let us look at this matter.
Regai titarise.
Amen. Mark chapter 6 from verse 17.
Mark chapter 6 kubva ndima 17.
You know, I've been here for only 30 minutes. I'm about to finish.
Ndava ne 30 minutes ndichiparidza ndakuda kutopedza.
Amen. Says for Herod himself he had sent forth and laid hold upon John.
Zvino mambo Herod wakanga watumira shoko kuti anobatwa Johani.
You know, this John is John the Baptist.
Johani arutaura ndi Johani Mubhabhatidzi.
Elijah of that day.
Eria wezuva ravo.
Amen. Who had the message of that day.
Aive neshoko ramwari rezuva iroro.
And he bound him in prison for Herodias' sake.
Akamusunga mutorongo nokuda kwa Herodias.
Murikuona kuti akaiswa munzvimbo yekurwani?
You see why he was put into prison?
The Bible says because of Herodias.
Bible rinoti nokuda kwa Herodias.
Amen. His brother's Philip's wife.
Mukadzi waFilipo munin'ina wake.
For he married her.
Nokuti wakanga amuroora.
For John had said unto Herod.
Nekuti Johani wakanga ati kuna Herode.
It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife.
Hautenderwe iwe kuti uve nemukadzi womunin'ina wako.
Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him.
Nokuda kwaizvozvo Herodias akabva amuvenga.
And he would have killed him.
Akada kumuuraya.
But she could not.
Akasagona.
Aitozongosvika kusungwa shati saka zvinomboita sei.
She was afraid of being arrested.
But ruvengo rwacho rwarwirwa kuda kutouraya.
But the hatred was unto death.
Mutumwa wamwari muchizvarwa ichocho munguva iyoyo.
The message of God to their day.
Amen. Asi shoko rakanga ainaro.
But the word that he hates.
Ndo rakanga richirwadza Herodias.
That's what was grieving Herodias.
Kusvikira akatotsvaga kuti ndingamuuraya sei but aitotadza.
Until she planned how she could kill him but she could not.
Amen. Why? Because Herod himself, the husband,
he
feared John.
Aitya John.
Knowing that he was a just man and holy man.
Achiziva kuti munhu wakarurama mutsvene.
And he observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things and heard.
Wakati amunzwa.
He heard him gladly.
Akakanganiswa aka.
So you see, Herod himself, right, he knew that John was a just man. Amen. And he heard his preaching gladly. But because of the woman, he threw him in prison. You see the picture? Right. Let's go to verse 21. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains and chief eaters of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in. See, the Bible says the said Herodias, that Herodias.
Bible rikunyatsoti Herodias wokumbotaurwa uyu.
Uya ukuvenga John uya uya.
The one who hated John.
Mwanasikana wake ndokubva uya ku birthday kuya.
And her daughter came to this birthday.
And danced.
Akatamba.
And pleased Herod.
Akafadza Herod.
And them that sat with him.
Navakanga vagere pakudya naye.
Because the mother taught her tap dance.
Nekuti amai vakamudzidzisa kutamba zvinokwezva varume.
Amen. It was the mother.
Ndamai.
Now she comes to the birthday.
Zvino akuya pamutambo wekuberekwa
kwamambo. And she danced before them.
Akatamba pamberi pavo.
Ha.
It's not just dancing. Kwanga kusiri kungotamba. It was not just dancing.
Inzwe zvinotaura Bible.
Listen to what the Bible says.
And pleased Herod.
Akafadza Herod.
And the king said unto the damsel,
Zvino mambo akati kumwanasikana,
ask of me whatsoever thou wilt.
Kumbira kwandiri chaunoda.
And I will give it thee.
Ndinokupa.
Samunofunga kuti kwainge kungotamba.
Do you think it was just it?
But katambiro kachikagaita kuti mambo ati taura chinhu chaunoda ndokuitira.
But the man of dancing made the king to say, ask anything you want and I will do it.
Pakatambwa zvekuti mambo vakavhiringidzika musoro.
It was a man of dancing that even the king was disturbed in the mind.
Nobva zvabva musoro nobva zvauya mumoyo.
And it came from the mind into the heart.
Amen. Nekuti ruchiva runobva mumoyo runosimuka kubva mumoyo.
Because the lust comes from the heart.
Amen. Nekuti unenge waona.
Because you have seen.
Ndosaka ikone kuona zvese zvese.
That's why you say don't look at anything.
Amen. Ask me of me whatever thou wilt and I will give it thee.
Kumbira kwandiri chaunoda ndikupe.
And he swore unto her. Nomba atopika.
Akamupikira.
Whatsoever thou shalt ask me,
chauno ndikumbira kwandiri,
I will give it thee.
Ndichakupa.
Even the half of my kingdom.
Kusvikira pa half yo ushe hwangu.
Nekuda kwekutamba chete.
Because of erotic dancing.
Never knew. Tarisa iwo zvitora Bible.
Handisi tombori.
Handina kana imwe dudzira ndiri kupapa ndiri kutarisa zvitora Bible.
I'm not adding any interpretation.
Nekuda kwedancing.
Just because of dancing.
Dancing.
Kungotamba.
Mamba kutazitaura chaunoda ndokupa even kusvika half yeumambo wangu.
The king is saying I'll give you up to half of my kingdom.
And now watch this.
Zvino tarisa izvi.
This daughter,
Tarisa,
this girl, what does she do?
Akaitei.
After the king
mambo,
said, ask whatsoever.
Kumbira chero cha uno da.
Even half of my kingdom.
Kunyange half ya umambo wangu.
Saka hizi nyaidze kuvakirwa castle.
So it's not about having a castle.
Kana kutengerwa motikari.
Or buying cars.
Kana the latest model.
Or model inenge iripo.
But let's look at this girl.
Titarise musikana uno.
And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask?
Akabuda akati kuna mai vake, ndokumbireiko.
Andi kunozvona nyazvo.
You see where the
because nyaya chakabva kuna mai.
The issue came from the mother.
Ndosaka papiwa mukana.
So when she was given opportunity,
adzokara kuna mai nokuti ndokwakabva zvira aita izvi.
She came went back to the mother because that's where the influence came from.
Ndosaka mai akona kuchema.
That's why mai don't cry.
Amen. Nokuti zvakabva kwamuri.
Because it came from you. Amen.
And I may have what ha.
In the mother says, oh,
zvangu zvaita.
Hey, my
ndazomuwanikidza.
My great opportunity has come.
And she said,
vakati,
ask for the head of John the Baptist. Imagine.
Skumbira musoro wa John Mbhabhatidzi.
Nai makambozviona zvingaitike.
Have you heard about this? Can this happen?
Kunzi kumbira chinhu chakuda ndikuitire.
Ask anything that you want to do. Kunyangwa
half yeumambo wangu.
Even half of my kingdom.
Iye umhanya kuna mai.
And she runs to the mother. Nai
ndokumbira zvi.
And she mother, what can I ask? Ndokumbira
kuno kuti vanzike itingavatitengere dzimba.
Maybe let him buy us a house.
Kana ngavatitengere farm.
Or let him buy us a farm.
Kana ngavatitengere motikari tutu.
Or buy us two cars each.
But imagine the mother says,
asifunga
ya mai vaka. Ask for the head of John the Baptist.
Kumbira musoro wa John Mbhabhatidzi.
And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me,
ipapa akauya nekukurumidza achiti,
by and in a charger the head of John the Baptist.
Zvinoda kuti mundipe mundiro iko zvino musoro wa John Mbhabhatidzi.
And the king was exceeding sorry.
Ipapo mambo akazvidya moyo kwazvo.
Yet for his oath's sake.
Asi nekuda kuti akanga apika.
And for their sakes which were set with him.
Uye nekuda kwavakanga vagere naye pakudya.
He would not reject her.
Haana kutadza kuti amupe zvaakanga ataura.
Amen.
Amen.
And immediately the king sent an executioner.
Pakarepo mambo akatuma
and commanded his head to be brought.
akarera kuti auye nemusoro wake.
And he went and beheaded him in prison.
Akaenda akano
mudimura musoro mutorongo. And brought his head in a charger.
Akauya nemusoro wake mundiro.
And gave it to the damsel.
Akaupa kumusikana.
And the damsel, what does she do?
Musikana akaitei?
She went and gave it to her mother.
Ndokuupa musoro uyu kuna mai vake.
So that's another mother.
Ndoime mhando yamamai.
Amen.
Amen.
This mother, you know, a woman represents the church in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
She wanted to silence the voice of God. Amen. Because John the Baptist was the voice of God in that age. Amen. And she wanted to silence that voice. Amen. But you can destroy the vessel, but not the message. Amen.
Amen.
This is why we see now another woman. We read the Revelation
17.
Amen. A great woman. Amen. Clothed in purple. Strong. With an iron disposition. And she wants to destroy, to silence the word of God. And yet she claims to be the church of God. Amen. And you know that woman? Amen. It's the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. This is why the prophet said, if you see a woman with an iron disposition, the sins of the Roman Catholic Church are in her. Amen. And we see this woman in Revelation
17.
She's got daughters. She also has daughters. Like Herodias had a daughter. Amen. And she used her daughter, amen, to try and silence the message of the hour. And this woman of Revelation 17, she also has daughters. And the daughters have the same spirit that's in her. Amen. The Bible says, this war, amen, mother of harlots. So she is a war. And the daughters are harlots also.
Amen. Amen.
And you trace that seed from Genesis. Amen. Genesis, the seed chapter.
Genesis.
Amen. Right up to the book of Revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation
12.
Amen. You see this dragon. He was waiting to destroy this. There was this woman. She was about to give birth to a son. And the dragon was ready. Because he wants to destroy that child as soon as he is born. But the Bible says, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. This morning, was forgive us, you know, the Karongas. It's like Tinita Kuramba Chingitungutor Pamsurpa Pambuya Veni.
It will be like we'll be talking only about Sister Kavu.
But Munu Watakuranai.
But it's someone whom we have fellowshipped with.
Amen. Nimurumu Wavo.
And her husband.
Amen. Tangatiri page gona page gochaizu.
We were very close.
Kushkera inindi noto botar sauti. Rimusaid indombe enda kumurume nova dati rimuninga na wakavu.
On another side, I can say I am young brother to Brother Kavu.
Ndi kaono kuninge kunema benefits pangwe endova dati indira anzazi ya Sister Kavu.
If I see the side with benefits, I will say now I am brother-in-law.
No, but it's a good chivu.
We all come from Chivu.
Amen. Kwa Saza ndo kaono baka.
He comes from Saza.
Only 30 k's from, you know, our homestead.
Vani makilomita 30 kubapa mshapini.
Sakaya anzazi yangwe.
So she's also my sister.
Amen. But we are saluting her this morning.
Asi tukuwa remekeza mangwana ne ano.
Amen. I know she's going to be surprised. She doesn't even know this. But I just want to show something in closing. I've finished. Right. You see this piece of paper? Right. It says East Little Tabernacle of End Time Message Ministry. Right. These papers were actually issued to our, you know, believers. You know, find this at the back there. If you've got a prayer request, just stick where it says prayer request and then you write your request. If it's thanksgiving, if it's special singing, or notes of a visitor, amen. But Sister Kavu, she took the piece of paper, amen, and she ticked where it says prayer request, amen. But the prayer request, she did not write to be read in church. Because I'll read who it's addressed to. You still remember this, sister? She wrote this 31 December 2013.
So I'm saying
she doesn't even remember. But God, who is rich in mercy, amen, who says, who knows us by name, who sees each tear that drops, who hears us when we pray. God started answering her prayer. It says to the Almighty and the loving God. Amen.
Now, listen to the manner of writing.
How she is addressing her God. The request is to the Almighty. Normally when we are writing requests, we say, you know, to the church, may you pray for me, may you pray for my daughter, may you... What is the address to the church? But this one says, to the Almighty and the loving God. And when it says, the name says, Sister Chiedza Kavu. She has got a lot of them, about 6 or 7. But I'll just read one. It says, Pone saiwo vanasikana vangu.
May you save my daughters.
And she lists the names. Mugo vazadza onemwe ya mcheni.
And fill them with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And this morning, we are gathered. One of her daughters. Amen. Pastor, you can come.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you, brother. She was wonderful.